coming up on 3 and Out.
Trevor Siemian being looked at on the Denver sideline.
Trevor Siemian is day-to-day after leaving the Bucks game with a sprained shoulder.
It just kind of grabbed me, and I was like, oh, shoot, we're going down.
But the Broncos didn't miss a beat with Paxton Lynch.
You know, when Trevor came out with the injury, I was prepared to go in.
On defense, Aqib Talib and Derek Wolfe were players of the game after impressive performances in the rain.
You think I was out there playing patty cake?
No, we don't. It's okay to relax now, though. It's time for 3 and Out. Hello, and thank you for joining us for this week's 3 and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. There's plenty to talk about after the Bucks game, plus we'll get you ready for Atlanta coming to town this week. So let's get things started with First Down. Here with Matt Boyer now, and Matt, the talk around the facility all week long will be about the quarterback situation after Trevor Siemian was forced to leave the game on Sunday.
Well, I think that Trevor, before he went out, was playing extremely well. You look at his stat line, 5 of 7, 68 yards, 2 touchdowns, had a 106.
He just went one touchdown.
One touchdown. He had a 106.7 rating as a quarterback. That's really good. Even if it's just a half, I know it's a smaller sample size. That's a great job by him. And you look at the progress that he was making. Cincinnati, his first 300-yard game, was making great progress, but takes an injury. Paxton Lynch comes in 14 of 24 for 170 yards, a touchdown pass to Emmanuel Sanders.
His first one ever.
His first NFL touchdown. What a moment for him. A great moment for him. The team really rallied around him in the second half. I thought he did a great job coming in. That being said, though, I do think that Trevor Siemian has definitely earned his spot. I definitely think that he's played well enough to remain the starter. Coach Kubiak saying as much in his press conference. But I think that Trevor has done enough to keep his job. I think that Lynch did his job, though. Lynch was supposed to come in and fill in admirably. He did that, played really, really well. The guys rallied around him. I think that they both played really well.
Yeah, I thought it was really encouraging hearing like guys like Emmanuel Sanders in the locker room say, hey, Paxton just came in, was ready to go. But obviously, Trevor Siemian is the guy. He's been the guy since the start of the season. Head coach Gary Kubiak on Monday also reassured that Trevor Siemian is the starting quarterback.
You know, hopefully he's going to be okay. Really proud of Paxton, how he came in and played yesterday. But, we feel fortunate with Trevor. And like I said, hopefully we'll be day-to-day here and get him to next week.
Time for a second down, and now we're joined by Andrew Mason. And Mace, on Sunday, Derek Wolfe looked like a man possessed.
He's actually looked that way going back to last year's postseason when he had 2.5 sacks in 3 games, and now that takes him to 6.5 sacks in the last 7 games, 10 sacks in the last 11 games. I mean, he's really got it turned on. Ever since he got that contract extension in January, he's been playing with his hair on fire. And frankly, I think that contract is motivating him a bit, because when he talked in the locker room about it, he said, hey, you know, I saw other guys get more money in free agency. I want to show that they're overpaid, that they didn't deserve, that they're not worth that money. And he's playing like a beast right now. Maybe the best 3-tech, 3-4 defensive end in the league at this point.
Heading into the season, after losing Malik Jackson, there were some question marks along that defensive line, but Wolf has really proved no need to worry.
Yeah, no need to worry about that. I think the big concern going in was how many sacks, how much pressure is he going to get without Malik Jackson, because the two of them would stunt and twist off each other quite a bit. They played well off of each other. But Jared Crick has stepped up. Crick had a good pass rushing game in terms of getting the hurries, and you're seeing the results. I mean, with J.J. Watt on the shelf right now in Houston, I don't know if there's a player playing that position in the league better than Derek Wolfe.
Yeah, 6 tackles, 5 quarterback hits on Sunday to go with his 2.5 sacks. Head coach Gary Kubiak credits it to Wolfe's focus and his conditioning.
But he's come back and been exceptional, and I think his ability to stay on the field a lot of plays right now is really panning out, playing well for Bill. What do you have, 2.5 sacks yesterday? Actually, he's one of our defensive players of the game.
Every time you play a quarterback that's dangerous like them, you know, he's been throwing for 400-plus yard games. So we knew we had to get to him, and you know, it feels good to accomplish goals like that.
Time for third down, and now we're joined by Ben Swanson. Ben, Aqib Talib had 2 interceptions on Sunday, but it does not get any easier with Julio Jones coming in. How many yards did he have?
300. 300 even. Yeah.
Perfect 300.
Perfect 300, just like bowling.
Exactly. That's what he was going for. Aqib Talib, though, he'll try to slow him down a little bit.
Oh, sure. I mean, tries to do that with every game. But Julio Jones is not any kind of everyday receiver, right? 300 yards, a franchise record. And Matt Ryan back there, with a franchise record of his own, 500 and I think 3 yards. So tough combination there for Talib and the rest of the Broncos secondary. However, you kind of have to look at their opponent last week, 300 yards against a very inexperienced and young secondary for the Panthers, who kind of mix things up with man, press coverage, and zone coverage. You kind of saw them get beat on the line of scrimmage, on the press, or they got kind of discombobulated on the zone, and then a guy like Julio Jones can't make those mistakes against them. Talib, a lot more experience. Chris Harris, a lot more experience. This defense knows what it's doing, very focused. They're going to definitely do a better job than the Panthers' young cornerback. So I think their work's cut out for them, but also they have the guys who can get that done.
Yeah, the no-fly zone will be put to the test on Sunday. Julio Jones, the first player since Calvin Johnson to go across the 300 mark. Calvin Johnson, 329 yards in 2013. You know who has the most?
I don't recall.
Flipper Anderson, 336 yards in 1989.
It's been a while.
Talked to Akeem Talib. He says, hey, I've never seen anything like this.
Never, man. That was Julio, that was a great performance, man. Hey, kudos to you, man. That was hats off performance, man. That was wonderful.
I know they're really good. I know some guy had 300 yards catching yesterday. He's pretty good. So we got our hands full. Kyle's doing a great job with them. I mean, they're exceptional right now, top of the league. So
it's time for fourth down, but before we get to your Twitter questions, a quick word from American Financing.
Nothing's better than being at home. It's where your best moments happen. So make the right call to American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based, so they're only focused on taking care of you. You can get pre-qualified in 10 minutes, and you can close in as fast as 10 days. Call American Financing at 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000.
We're back here on 3 and Out. I'm Caroline Disley.
And I'm Eric DeLalla. Let's get right to your questions. Tanner Lee wants to know, assuming Trevor Siemian is a starter on Sunday, do you see him having a shorter leash now that we know what Paxton Lynch can do? Matt, this one's for you.
No, I don't think there's going to be need for a shorter leash. I think Trevor Siemian has progressed extremely well throughout the first four games, of course, taking an injury in this last game. But I think that Trevor Siemian has earned the right to be the guy. He did it in training camp in that competition with Mark Sanchez and Paxton Lynch. Competition has gotten him ready for this moment. And I think that it would take a real poor showing from Trevor Siemian to merit a shorter leash by head coach Gary Kubiak. And I just don't think that he shown signs of slowing down except for the injury. So I think that Trevor Siemian is the guy. Coach Kubiak has said as much, and the team will be moving forward with him, no questions asked.
Thanks for the input, Matt. Caroline, you want to take the next one?
Sure. We've got one from Gerson Lopez, and he wants to know, what similarities do you see from this defending champion Broncos team compared to the previous team that defended the trophy? Mace, I know you've got a take on this one.
Well, hopefully the result is the same, but if this team does have the same result as the 1998 Broncos, it's going to accomplish it in a completely different manner. You know, that 1998 Broncos team, it had a good defense. It was, you know, a 9th and 11th in terms of points allowed, yards per play allowed. So it was a good defense, but not a great defense. This defense, obviously, is a great one. It's picked up where it left off, and the numbers are starting to catch up with what the performance has been from the get-go. So it's a different style of team. That team could run the ball better than this team can at this point. You've seen some struggles in getting the lanes open the last couple of games. And, of course, the quarterback situation is entirely different. John Elway ending his career, an elite quarterback in the Broncos, learning what they have in Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch. So I think the drive of the teams is the same, and I think there's strong leadership. In this case, it's coming from the defense and from some younger guys as well. But if this team does win a title, I don't think it's going to be comparable to the 1998 team, because it's going to get there in a completely different fashion.
All right, Mace, we won't ask you for any more comparisons.
Lastly, from Daniel Gonzalez, our hashtag number one fan, he wants to know, if Virgil is healthy, do we dress three tight ends? Ben Swanson, you got it.
That's a good question. Three tight ends, we haven't seen those active yet this year. It's been one tight end inactive for each game so far. Honestly, it's going to come down to the health and at other positions. Defensive backs, Shiloh Kale was out last game. Justin Simmons has a hurt hand, hurt wrist. So the depth at defensive back might be more important than depth at tight end when they've been getting by just fine with two tight ends so far. And then there's quarterback. If they're going to put all three quarterbacks active, that's going to mean they could have other people from other positions being inactive, so they have enough at quarterback in case, you know, the worst possible scenario happens. And two tight ends seems to be doing just fine for right now. So I don't know if it's likely. It could happen. But the rest of the situation will probably decide that.
You've got a future as a politician, Swanson. Maybe mention the tight ends next time.
And thank you guys for all your questions. Keep sending them in. Back to you, Phil.
Thank you very much, guys. That's going to do it for us this week. I'm Phil Milani. Special thanks to Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, Ben Swanson, our intern extraordinaires, Caroline Disley and Eric Dalala. Plus, special thanks to Austin Brink behind the camera. That's been this week's Three and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans.